97.9 of Vox. Good morning. It is your girl, Natay, and I just saw Think Like a Man last night, hanging out with Kevin Hart right now, and you were hilarious.
Why, thank you.
You are very, very welcome. Now, tell me honestly, when you first heard about the book a few years ago, what were your thoughts?
Well, when I first heard about the book a few years ago, I didn't have any interest in the book. You know what I mean? I'm not a book reader. I'm not the guy that's going out to Barnes and Nobles to grab the number one best-selling book. So I didn't have any interest in the book. It wasn't until after they approached me with the film and told me what it was based off that I got the book and then read the book. And then I saw what an amazing job Steve did writing the book from his point of view and from his experiences.
Right. So did you ever go like, okay, you know, I saw you on Jay Leno just talking about your life now and, you know, not having to lie anymore and just all those types of things. Because your character really mimicked your real life.
It really does.
It really does. So is that therapeutic? Did that cause some issues?
Or? You know, it's funny. I don't know what's going on. I have an angel, man. I have an angel that's literally watching over me because everything I've done in my career has somewhat reflected my personal life and my personal issues. And this is from a couple films to television. It's all mimicked my real life. So it's easy for me to grab things from my personal life and incorporate them in whatever project I'm doing. And in this particular case, me playing Cedric, being a divorced guy, you know, I just went through the divorce. And after all the problems I went through, I was able to bring that to the character. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough that me and my ex-wife are very close friends now, and it didn't end ugly. But within the ugliness that we had for a little bit, I was able to use for the movie Think Like a Man.
So it all worked out. I was like, oh, shoot. I just kept remembering, like, Jay Leno, and I was like, oh, Kevin over here. Clowning. I love the laugh at my pain plug.
Yes.
So was that written into the script or were you able
to? No. I just did that.
I just did that. Really? So they gave you a lot of leeway because I really felt like you and the homies were really homies.
Well, that's the good thing about the film. I mean, me, Romney, Michael, and Terrence knew each other before the film and Gary as well. Jerry I just met, but me and Jerry had went out a couple nights and, you know, ate dinner, had some drinks. You know, because you want that chemistry when you're on camera, so you want to feel like you know the person opposite to you. And I think with us being friends before and maintaining those friendships, it helped us while filming the movie. You know, we came off as a genuine rat pack.
Yeah, I really did.
That hung out, that were really good friends. And, you know, if you really look at the film, what makes it so unique is it's being told from a male's point of view, which hasn't been done. You know, when you deal with comedies or romantic comedies, which I don't consider this. I don't consider this a romantic comedy. I consider it a comedy. But they're always female-driven, emotional-driven. This one, you get to actually be inside of a man's head.
Right. So that's why I liked the book back then. I was like, this is the advice that, you know, an older gentleman who ain't, you know, trying to get every, you know, getting everybody draws anymore. This is the advice he would give his daughter.
Very true.
Right. So, okay, what is your advice, like the best dating advice that you've received? Because you're in these streets now. You're single.
Yeah.
So what kind of advice would you give?
Well, for me, I mean, the only advice that I would give out is to my little girl. And it's sad to say, but, you know, from my experiences in life, you have to make mistakes to learn from your mistakes. You know, there's no such thing as walking a perfect path.
Man.
Eventually, you're going to run into something that puts you in a position that you're not used to being in.
Right.
And you need to experience that. It does nothing but mature you and build character.
Right.
So I wouldn't be the man that I am today if I didn't make the mistakes that I made. I mean, you're looking at an established gentleman who's career-driven, family-driven, and responsible. And people are set up for life and because of what I do, but it took me messing up so many things before to understand the importance of this. So, you know, my baby, I'm gonna tell her, you gotta bump your head a little bit. You gotta experience a couple bumps in a row. And the good thing about her, she's gonna have a button to push, which is dad to always come to. You always protect it, but you gotta experience some life. I don't wanna give too much advice. I want you to experience some things. Then I give you advice about what you experience.
Right, so what kind of mistake really matured you?
What mistake really matured me? Well, I think my biggest mistake was probably just lying, man. You know, at a young age, you feel like you're protecting people from something by not telling them the truth.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, when you don't tell the truth, you're protecting yourself ultimately because you feel like, this is good, but I don't want everybody knowing. But when you give people a decision to make up front, you're honest about it, you'll be surprised at the results.
I try to tell people that. I be trying to tell these dudes. Like,
you'll be surprised.
You'll be surprised.
If you tell women up front what you're about, who you are, what you want, what you don't want, then they now have a decision if they want to be involved with you or talk to you.
Right. Just give
and
us options.
That's it. That's it. And but you're free and clear because you're an honest guy.
Right? Now,
if anything happens after that, you can put your hands in the air and say, I told you.
Right?
This is what I am. This is what I'm about. But it takes that. So it took me learning that.
Okay.
Now, you know, I'm not a liar anymore, which
life
is good.
Life is good, right?
Yeah, life is good now.
Right. Okay. Speaking of options, I mean, the past few years, it's like this is Kevin Hart's time. Mm-hmm. It just is. Everything's hilarious. You know, in regular life, everybody is quoting the things that you've said on stage and everything. How does that feel for you right now? Because I saw the growth. I saw, like, everything from all of the movies. And in every movie, you were just funny, funny, funny. Then all of a sudden, it was like, I cannot get away from Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm.
For me, you know, it's weird. I try not to think about it. I don't want to think about what's going on or the fact that my success level is growing. Because I'm a hard worker. So the minute that you get content with your level of success is the minute that you stop growing. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's so much more that I want to do. I'm not trying to be in the business for 5 years. I got 16 years in. It's just underground. People don't know about it. So, you know, I want to get to 40 and 30. I want a production company. I want to direct and produce and write my own projects. It takes a lot to get there. So for me now, I'm blessed enough to have people that respect my talent and follow and support me. And I want it to continue. I want my fan base to continue to grow. I'm doing arenas now, which is unheard of. So I'm just in a good place. I'm in a good mental space. And right now I'm focused. Mm-hmm. I'm focused on what I can actually achieve. And my goal at the end of my life is to be talked with or in the same conversation with the greats of comedy, from Pryor to Murphy to Cosby to Rock. I mean, the names go on and on. Kevin Hart will be in those conversations.
It's there. It's
and
like that's, there.
That's all I care about. That's what makes me happy.
That's pretty dope. So, speaking of the grades and your own projects and things that you want to do, what's on the horizon for you now? Because I saw it, like, following on Twitter, and I saw that you're working on a new, like, you know, new stand-up special. Is that what's going on?
Let Me Explain. That's my newest one. Currently doing an arena tour with that. I'll be taping that special in Madison Square Garden, probably in, like, November. That'll be another theatrical release. Doing another movie. Actually, well, I have one more coming out after Think Like a Man. That's 5-year engagement. Doing another movie called Apocalypse. Guest starring on the show Modern Family. Another movie in development with Seth Rogen right now.
Okay. Busy.
It's a good time. It's a good time. So, you know, working on being a self-made man. Actually producing a movie out of my company, Heartbeat Productions, called Quick and Easy, with the same group of guys, Tim Story, Will Packer, that did Think Like a Man. So I'm happy. I'm moving.
You're moving. Yeah, we watching. Definitely an inspiration. And I'm like, okay, he's always working. I'm like, hit a stage. I'm going to keep writing. I'm always because you're always working. And it's an inspiration just to see. Like, again, I watched it, and I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
It is possible.
Thank you.
Now, do you have anything that you do right before you get on stage, a ritual or anything like that before you perform at all?
I'm the most sane.
Sane.
Nothing. There's nothing.
Really.
Kevin, showtime. All right, I come.
All right, cool. Here I come. Yeah, right. Queen. And is there a line? Because, you know, I've seen over the past year or so, and I'm not sure. Bill Maher wrote this article about, like, stop being so offended, and about like the world is so offended about things that they don't even normally watch until they hear about it. Then they get offended. This is a really great piece for you as an artist. Is there a line?
Well, you know, for me, no, because I don't touch on political humor. I'm more of a personal comedian. You know, I talk about my life, what I'm going through, what I'm experiencing. So there is no line in my life. You can't tell me what to talk about and what I've seen from my family to my kids to my marriage to my, you can't. That's why I keep it personal. You know, you just stay away from the terms that can get you in trouble. You know, there's certain words now that everybody would take offense to. So you stay away from that. But from subject matter, for me, no. I stay in my lane. I know what's good, what's not good for me. I don't touch on anything else.
All right, then. Well, congratulations. Love Think Like a Man. I'm like telling everybody, there's so many surprises. I'm not giving them out. Congrats and much continued success.
I appreciate it.
No problem, y'all. It's 97.9 The Box.